My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of The Capital Steps. She joins us every week at this time, tanned, rested, and ready for another pair of shows at the Reagan Building this Friday and Saturday evening, as they do every weekend. You can also learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Elena, how are you?
I'm in a good mood because Barack Obama gets funnier and funnier every week, and the first term wasn't as funny as the second term's turning out to be. So.
Yeah, a lot of attention. You know, we talked about it as these scandals kind of popped up, one right after the other, and at the time he called them all serious, but this week when he was focusing on the economy, he said Republicans spending too much time on these phony scandals. So.
One person's phony scandal is another person's red meat, huh? But they're all funny to us.
Yes, but there seems to have been a common thread in the president's response to most of these, wouldn't you say?
That he knew nothing. He was not there. He was nowhere to be seen. He was doing his nails. I don't know.
Well, here's the Capital Steps brand new song, Don't Know Much, explaining through the president's own words here exactly how he is not to be blamed for any of these scandals.
Now, you all know I was an A student, but that doesn't pay. When stuff hits the fan, it's best to be prudent. Here is what I'd like to say. Don't know much about agencies, only what is on TV. Don't know what the DOJ might do, unless by chance I see it on The View. But the FBI plus IRS in my White House have become BS, 'cause the underlings don't speak to me. Don't know much, but please bear in mind that it's best to lead from behind. Don't know much about Libya. On Benghazi questions, just say duh. And if Eric Holder starts to look like he's using Nixon's old playbook, that's a blunder that is news to me. I am not in the loop. Now you all know the right wing keeps pressing, so now I must admit, at least it has stopped them from obsessing lately about my birth certificate. Don't know much if you're curious. Don't know about Fast and Furious. Hope and change is still in full effect. I just hope they change the subject. I'm the captain of this great big ship, and the country's on a four-year trip run by Carnival Cruise Lines and me. Thank you.
Oh, Elena, it's a weird summer when the economy's a distraction.
He brings it up just to get off the subject. That's right. I mean, he's like, I didn't know anything about this or that or this or that, but I am in charge.
It's too bad there was no salacious political scandal this week, Elena.
Oh, my goodness. Anthony Weiner keeps giving and giving. We're doing all our rhymes for Carlos Danger right now, even as we speak. And you and I were talking about this guy who is actually named Carlos Danger, a doctor in Florida that the Washington Post called.
Yes.
Yeah, that's unlucky when you have that name right now.
Well, I heard he's a psychiatrist, so it might be a good match. Maybe the two ought to spend some time together. But Elena, as a comedian, do you enjoy stories like this because the jokes pretty much write themselves? Or are you upset that they almost take it away from you and you just have to go with the regular news because to spoof it even further is almost unnecessary?
Yeah, it is kind of like the Clinton scandals were so funny and the Wiener scandals are so funny that it's almost like upstaging the comedians. We're kind of redundant. Like, you don't even really need us. You could just read the story, right? So, yeah, sometimes they're tricky for that reason because, you know, comedy is based on exaggeration. How do you exaggerate this?
Pretty hard.
Yeah.
Anytime you've got websites setting up a Carlos Danger name generator for other people to type their names in and figure out what your Anthony Weiner's pseudonym would be.
Oh, right. That's on Facebook. I saw that on my Facebook page. That's right.
Yeah. There's not a lot of work left for you guys to do at that point, I don't think.
But it's all good.
Yes, but he's moved on. He and his wife are moving on. They're looking forward. There's no need to look back. They don't understand why people didn't expect all this to come out. So keep focusing on the issues of New York City, people, because there's nothing left to see here.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah, the political press, yeah, they never pay attention to stuff like that. Man, if only the royal couple had had more kids in the same week, maybe he could have...
That helped him a little bit, I guess. Yeah.
I guess. That was another story that got a lot more oxygen than some people believe it should have.
Yeah, it's like Stephen Colbert says, when does this stop being news? I don't know when it stops being news. Now he's named, he's home. Is it still news?
That's a good question. But I'm sure the Capitol staffs will be sending an appropriate gift. I'm not sure what that appropriate gift is, but...
I don't know. So something to fit over the large ears that it will probably have.
Wow. Very well done, Elena. Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, Queen Elizabeth will probably still be on the throne when this kid's in his 50s. So, she's not going anywhere. But anyway, have a fabulous weekend. Good luck with the shows. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Get their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.